Did you ever look at a crucifix and look into the face of Christ? It always helps, and images help us to do this, to imagine somehow that that is real, that he is real, that he is truly present. Can you look him in the face? And what do you see? Probably things like kindness will come to your mind, how this man who was crucified as a criminal, how could they do that to someone who showed nothing but kindness to everyone, even those who were cruel and vicious and mean to him? He showed them only kindness. Maybe you would think about the total innocence of the Son of God, who had come to take on the sins of all of us. And you would say to yourself, how can someone so innocent be treated so violently and killed? Maybe you would think something of his mercy and be mindful of the fact that the reason he was hanging there was simply because he loved you as he loves everyone. He didn't need to do that. He chose to accept that so that we could have a reestablished relationship, friendship, kinship with our God, with God our Father. It was his mercy and his love for all of us. We could probably go on and think of the many times that, say, Jesus did kind things for people. We could think about the miracles that he worked for people. You could think about Lazarus and the life that he restored to Lazarus. We could probably think of a lot of those things and say, why would he choose to do this? But then I would like to reverse that and say, here is Jesus hanging on the cross, and he looks me in the face. What does he see? Does he see any of that love that he taught, that he came to teach and sacrifice his own life for? Does he see that in me? We could probably think of the many, many times that we have done hateful things to people simply because they made us mad about something and we didn't know what else to do. He probably sees all of that. We know he knows all things. But does he see any of that love that he poured out for us? Does he see that in me? In the mercy that he was so generous in pouring out for all of us, giving his life, sacrificing his place in heaven, so that he could be with us. Does he see any of that mercy that he taught? Does he see that in me? Does he see a lot of excitement, enthusiasm, care for what he is about? Or does he look in my face and see a lot of indifference? That I really don't, I maybe put on a bold front, that I really want to show the world that I'm really a good person, but that in my heart, it's really not there. That I really don't care. And there's so much of that in our world today. Does he see that in me? Does he see the fact that I have so much to do in my life, that I'm always so busy, I don't have time for my spouse. I don't have time for my kids. I don't have time for church. I don't have time for anything except my work, making more money, whatever it may be, playing my games, wasting my time, whatever it may be. But does he see that, does he notice that I really don't have any time for him? I wonder sometimes what God sees when he looks into our face, when he looks into our eyes. Does he see that generous heart that he had, that he taught? Does he see that love that he taught? Does he show the mercy? Does he see the mercy? Does he see the excitement and enthusiasm that he came into this world to take care of our burdens? And we just don't seem to care. Like it really don't make any difference. He thought it was necessary that he would come and teach and suffer and die and then rise again. But somehow or another, we give him the impression sometimes that he just wasted his time. So on this Good Friday, I think it's worth our while for us to just by ourselves alone, maybe in the quiet of your home, that you look upon a crucifix, hold it close, so that you can look into the face of Jesus Christ. And what do you see in him? But then above all, to ask yourself, what does he see in me? Does he see anything of that care, the love, the concern, the generosity, the compassion, the mercy, all of these wonderful things that we expect from him and love from him and ask for from him? But does he see that in me? Does he look at me sometimes and say, maybe I wasted my time?